It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. She is one of the consultants that you can work with at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Kay, hello to you.
Hello, hello.
All right, Kay, we're continuing to study this book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. And in that book, you go through these 7 steps, the first of which is nutrition. So we are really breaking down the topic of nutrition and looking at all sorts of different aspects. Now, as we read your book, we see that you have quite a bit to say about the standard American diet. And this is something that a lot of people have heard of, the standard American diet. You have made reference to the standard American diet as being sad. Can you tell us why you refer to it as sad?
Well, you know, and I think when I wrote this book, it's so interesting how you write a book and then it's time to write another book to back up everything that was in the first book. It is kind of correlated with the food guide pyramid, which has now since been replaced by the plate theory. But still, I think a lot of Americans are going by the standard American diet, which is consuming heavily grains, you know, pasta, donuts, sandwiches, bread, all of these things. That tends to be the focal point. And you can see that on every block that you drive to. There's fast food restaurants on every block that's, you know, fried chicken and Whataburger and Wendy's. And so it's lots of fries and burgers. So, you know, we have a huge obesity problem in America and other countries as well. You know, not to go off on a tangent, but I spent a lot of time in Japan in my teenage years, and, you know, they were petite, small people. Well, now they have been Americanized with all these restaurants, and they're starting to have obese problems in their country as well. So I think it's kind of spreading around the world.
I was really amazed reading your book. And you made a very stinging indictment about the standard American diet, as you wrote that the standard American diet is responsible for 120 million Americans suffering chronic illness. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it's obesity. You know, our children are having adult onset diseases now, like diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. We didn't see that in our children before. You know, we have cardiovascular disease, cancer, all of these illnesses are stem from, you know, diet, not getting enough of fruits and vegetables and eating too many grains and soda pops. So I just think that we have a real problem. And every day there's a new disease that pops up, and people are being diagnosed with not just one illness now, it's several multiple illnesses, which you didn't see before either.
I think it's hard for a lot of us, Kay, to make these types of changes in our diet. I think for a lot of us, we grew up in classrooms. I know in my classrooms, we actually had a picture of the food pyramid that told us how to eat, and the so-called basic 7, things like leafy vegetables and citrus fruits and potatoes, vegetables, milk and cream cheese, meats and poultry, butter, fortified margarine. And that at the time was considered to be the recommended diet, but you're telling us this has been replaced today. So I would like to ask you, what do we know today that we didn't know back then?
I think it's been replaced a little bit by adding more proteins and vegetables, but grains, whole grains are still on that plate, you know, and I think with the insulin resistance, which we've talked about in another show, that 90% of Americans are insulin resistant, which is a pre-diabetic state. So really, honestly, the way I believe is that we should be consuming more lean meats, more fruits and vegetables, staying away from the margarine, which is plastic pretty much. You know, what happened to the days where we got up and went out and got fresh cream from the cows and butter and, you know, in moderation, all of that is good. So I think grains should be very limited in everybody's plates, and we need to be filling that more with a variety of fruits and vegetables and good quality lean meats and nuts and seeds.
All right. And I saw that in your book as well, that you made the point that really half our plate should be fruits and vegetables, the other half the lean protein, and possibly some whole grains. But it seems that you're saying that would be the optimal type of diet to strive for.
I think so. And again, you know, when people come into my office, everybody has an individualized program, and it's based on their needs and what kind of illnesses they're facing. Someone who comes in with cancer wouldn't be on the same program that somebody with insulin resistance would be put on, or with someone that has a gluten sensitivity. So I'm a customized nutritionist, so it's not a one-size-fits-all. But if you wanted to get started, I think it's important to incorporate more lean meats, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, legumes. Those should be the staples on the plate.
And isn't it interesting that the United States has spent more money than any country in the world studying things like obesity, cancer, and yet we have also prescribed a diet for so long that actually brings about these conditions in our bodies?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kay, let me ask you this. As a nutritionist, as you look at the American population, for example, are you optimistic that Americans will eventually embrace a healthier diet than what we have been consuming for the last many years?
I want to say I'm optimistic, but I think we have choices. And, you know, when I drive by and I see the lines all the way out to the street for fast food establishments, you know, it breaks my heart, because I know, suffering from an illness that I had as a nutritionist that I write about in my book, that our quality of life is the most important thing we have. And our children are still becoming more and more obese. And so it concerns me.
All right, Kay, we've talked here about the standard American diet. Can you kind of summarize for the audience in terms of what we have learned in the last few minutes?
Yeah, we talked about the standard American diet being sad, and that we're consuming too many carbohydrates, pasta, hamburgers, all of these things, and we're not incorporating enough of fruits and vegetables, and we need to fill our plate with more variety of fruits and vegetables and lean meats and nuts and seeds. And if you have specific health issues, sometimes you need a more customized nutrition plan that you need to work with a nutritionist on. But if you wanted to get started today, start incorporating some of those foods that are high in fiber and more nutrient dense, meaning that they provide more nutrients to the cells.
Outstanding. Kay, thank you so much. That is all the time that we have. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website at www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.